Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 38th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 103. Question 103. What does God require in the fourth commandment? In the first place, God wills that the ministry of the gospel in schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the day of rest, diligently attend church to learn the word of God, to use the holy sacraments, to call publicly upon the Lord, and to give Christian alms. In the second place, that all the days of my life I rest from my evil works, allow the Lord to work in me by his Spirit, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. The third and final principle of the Sabbath, as instituted by God in creation, and reiterated in the moral law, and reaffirmed by Jesus himself, is that principle of an eternal rest. Resting from our earthly labors, and turning our attention to the worship and service of our God one day out of seven, serves to give us a taste of what awaits us in heaven itself, which is, incidentally, one reason we should find ourselves rejoicing to keep the Lord's day as much as we can according to his word. For in it, we find the promise of something greater, to be fulfilled upon our entry into heavenly glory. Hebrews 4, verses 8 through 10 tell us, "For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his." After the exodus of God's people from Egypt, and after 40 years of desert wanderings, Joshua, who assumed control after the death of Moses, finally led the people over the Jordan and into the Promised Land. But while they found it an abundant land, a land flowing with milk and honey, as it were, they did not attain full and final rest when they arrived. They still had to fight their enemies. They still had to till the land. They still had to settle in and build their own towns. They still had to live day by day, toiling to maintain their existence. They were given the Sabbath day, as we are, but in it they found only one day of rest, as we do. But in that, something greater was hinted at. For God has spoken of another day, a day to come later on. A Sabbath rest for all the people of God, awaiting us when we join him in heaven. And, as Hebrews 4 verse 11 tells us, we are to strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Thus do we, as we confess, begin in this life that everlasting rest, as we more and more cease from our evil deeds, more and more put away disobedience by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. For as we do so, and as we spend each Lord's Day resting from our work, and finding refreshment and restoration in the grace of God given through word and sacrament, so do we taste that which is promised, that which is to come. For in that day, when we are brought home to be with our Savior in glory, we will rest from all our works, as God did from his. In that day, as we enter the full rest of our merciful God, we will rejoice that our Sabbath is eternal, never ending. Monday morning, as it were, will never come for the people of God in heaven. There we will find rest from sin, rest from pain, rest from suffering, rest from sorrow, rest from persecution, rest from fear, rest from death. For as the Apostle Paul records, given the vision of future joy by Christ himself, in Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4, "I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And there, as John continues in Revelation 22, verses 3 and 5, "No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.